but God with good credit.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I have my co-host, a young, vibrant Terry.
What's up, what's up?
Today, we're doing a very important show. I know money's getting tight. People are having financial stress and wondering how they're going to meet certain bills and so forth. So they're leading to drawing from their 401k or IRA to help make ends meet. So we're here to talk about like how that's done, the challenges with it, you know, and just kind of help people through if that's one of their options, or hopefully maybe convince them of other options. So
100%. Let me kick this off with this, Sean. I'm going to go to you, the expert. Your gut feeling when you hear someone's withdrawing from their 401k.
It depends. And okay, we're going to get into that more. I'm going to leave you on the depends. Let me tell you about, because I've done it in the past.
Okay.
But I just want to leave it on the depends right now. Let me people listen.
All right. So that actually shows exactly what we're going to talk about. It's not cut and dry. It's not black or white. There are areas of gray there. We're going to explore them. So as Sean mentioned, Americans are struggling. The savings are depleted. If you see what's going on this year, potentially a looming recession. We're dealing with the aftermath of COVID. Across the board, credit card right now. If you look at I just saw a report recently just about how much debt Americans are owing on their credit cards. It's sky high right now. So people are reverting to using their 401k just to make ends meet. Hardship withdrawals are at a record level. Vanguard's reporting that 2.8 of their 5 million people are currently in that stage, whereas it was only 2.1 in 2021. So things are changing and people are kind of getting
absolutely
a bit desperate.
I mean, even though it went up only 0.7%, that's a big spike.
A lot of people.
People needing money. And people are taking hardship for a number of reasons, for evictions, foreclosures, medical bills, college tuition, and you know, and even Congress helped, like in the COVID times, they helped kind of push this because they loosened a lot of the restrictions as far as early withdrawal penalties. That made people feel comfortable knowing that they could withdraw their 401ks and use it for a number of purposes.
Too comfortable, Sean?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it. He's not committing.
We're
I love it.
It's warming up. I'm just stirring the pot right now.
I love it. All right. So high inflation, high credit card balances, declining saving rates are showing that customers are under distress. Like we said, we knew we went through a pandemic. We're still dealing with the after effects of that, and we're seeing what it's doing to the American population financially.
Yeah, and there's basically two types of withdrawals that people can do from their 401k. One of them, just to get into, is a 401k loan.
Okay.
And most people, if they need to take money out of their 401k, they take a loan and they pay themselves back with interest. So this is great. It's no harm, no foul, and you still get back where you are. And so get back to your depends. You know, I'm a fan of, you know, I've encouraged people think, I don't have money to put down on a house. How am I going to buy a house? Have you looked into your 401k? You know, you can pull from there, and especially if you're a young person, like in your early 30s, whatever. By the time you're ready to use your money for retirement, you would have already paid yourself back.
Yeah.
No, so it's back to where it needs to be. You're still making your regular deposits, and now you have an asset. You have a house. So I'm always like, in that case, yeah, you know, a 401k is nothing but a bank statement. Make it work for you. Take the money out, pay yourself back with the interest, so no, you're not losing any momentum, and get your house. And put it back. So in that case, that's why I use the word depends. I still got more depends for you. yeah, I think it's a great tool to use for that young couple that has money put away for their 401k and they're watching grow like, and they're paying high rent or rent somewhere. Why not leverage your 401k to help you purchase a home to get rid of that rent and put it towards a mortgage and gain equity?
And that's proactive, right? Because yes, that's a positive set. As we know as well, on the flip side, there are people who are dealing with hardships, right?
Right.
So hardship loans, these can
the
only
second
be-
one. The second type of 401k.
The second, exactly. So hardship loans can only be taken if hardship exists. So that's medical bills, foreclosures, evictions, emergency reasons. Remember, you must pay income tax on any previously untaxed money you receive as a hardship distribution. You also have to pay an additional 10% tax unless you're age 59 and a half or older to qualify for another exemption. You may not be able to continue your account for 6 months after you receive this hardship distribution. So you gotta be careful about when you use this.
And remember, if you withdraw money, you're going to pay income taxes for your, unless you're young, if you're younger than the age of 59 and a half. So it's like a double tax whammy, they say. You're paying a 10% early withdrawal penalty for a hardship loan. Then you gotta add it to your personal income. So it could put you in another tax bracket. And so you're paying a double taxation when you take this out. And you know, the funny thing is Congress, they waived this 10%.
Is what you're talking about earlier with regards to loosening, right?
Yeah, okay. Up to 100,000. But today they changed it. They put it back in. So it's irrelevant now, but just to state a fun fact.
And remember this, guys, as we break this down, taking money from your 401k is really, should be a last resort. Obviously, you mentioned hardships, things that kind of came out of nowhere. And we did mention as well, which Sean's going to talk about a little bit, maybe being proactive when it comes to real estate. But ideally, it's not something you're trying to push to do on the onset.
I would say when I look from an investment standpoint, if I can take from my 401k, pay myself back, and put it in an investment vehicle that's going to pay me above and what I'm earning within my plan, without the risk, because some people be like, oh, I'm going to use it to start a store, or I'm going to use it to do something that involves like open up a restaurant where you're sinking a lot of money into something where the return is very risky.
Yep.
And I would think otherwise, because you could lose. I've seen people lose their retirement and don't have anything. But it depends. Now I'm going to answer for you. How have I used my 401k? And this is not taught in textbook, people. This is taught from Sean Linda School of Finance. Okay.
Oh, the Ivy League of finance,
guys. Ivy League of. There's a thing called an indirect rollover. Okay. So what that means is that you can. The theory behind it is that you take. If you're leaving a job or you're moving your 401k to another bank, you can get a check, personal check. They'll give you the money for your 401k, and you're supposed to then deposit it into your new institution.
Within 6 months. Mm, okay.
So people have used that, and I've used that for like a 6 month interest-free loan.
Right.
And it's a loan, you don't have to declare it as income or anything like that. And then I know within 6 months, I roll it back into my 401k. So like if I bought a property, I need to renovate it, I need to do something where I know I can get the money back down the road, I have 6 months in which to roll it back in. So I've used it as a, and you can do that once a year, every 365 days. So like, if I need a short-term loan, it's something you can borrow into and no harm, no foul. It does not report it. As long as you show the money coming out and going back in within 6 months, you're Gucci.
All right. As the kids say. Let me ask you this, Sean. How exact does it need to be? Does it have to be down to the cent?
Well, yeah. And they say even too, as far as when it deposits, it's from the time it's received. So you still have a few grace days, like mailing and stuff like that. But I wouldn't, like I never played any close to those lines. I kept it within the 6 months range, and I always knew what I needed it for. A lot of times it was for like renovations, and I'm getting a get back and rental income down the road. But I think for those that are smart with their money, know what they're doing with money, look, instead of having to go to the bank or borrow from a friend, you can borrow from your 401k once a year, as long as you're able to roll it back in.
I didn't know that. And if you didn't know that, that's what this man is here for. Look at that. Look at that. 6 months, like you said, but you have to have a plan, right? Yeah. You don't want to get caught using it for something, like you said, that's risky. Right. And they're dealing with the backside.
And this is about being proactive with your resources. Everything is a resource. So your 401k, you know, I never believed in just waiting till this day that I turn 65 and a half and I'm going to start taking my money out sort of thing. I believe using it as a tool, as an asset to make it work for you, buy your home, use it as a short-term loan. And so by the time you're ready to retire, like my plan is I'm not even going to use it when I retire. That's something I'm going to give to my children for them to start off with. I'm not even trying to make it part of my retirement plan. I'm just trying to, if I do, you know, I'll pull from it. But if not, I'll be able to use it as a word we say all the time every week, generational wealth.
So
I'm hoping to pass my 401k on to my children that they can use to purchase real estate, whatever they need it for.
Not for them to retire early, right?
No.
I hope not. But there you go. As you broke it down again, Sean, I love it, right? The idea that like some of these financial tools you can use as long as you're being proactive, understanding what's going on, you can use them in your
leverage your assets.
You can leverage it. That's important. That's how you play this game, and that's how you get to that next level.
Exactly. That being said, we're going to keep it short and tight this show. I think we gained a lot of information, Terry. Once again, you're wonderful. I was wonderful. No.
Hey, easy.
They say self-praise is all praise. I'm the better half of two black guys with good credit. I'm Sean, and I'm out. Your money's your money. Keep it in your damn pocket, people.
All right, y'all. I'm out. Terry here. Remember, nothing changes if nothing changes. Make the changes today for your financial future. Tomorrow, peace.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.